The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
And we want to talk about the 37th annual Umpqua River Cleanup. One of the guys that helped start it all a long time ago, Bob Honey, Umpqua Watersheds. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Well, this year, like everything else, and how many times have I said that in an interview, you got to do it a little differently this year. Talk about that.
Yeah, we sure have. But I got to tell you, thanks for giving me some credit. I was back in the beginning, but a fellow named Steve Walker, who worked for the BLM, actually started it, probably 1983. And I got involved with picking up the trash. And then the year after that, I coordinated it for about 25 years and then kind of gave it a break to PERS and some other groups and so forth. But yeah, this year, I just want to say my heart and our hearts go out to all of our friends that lost their homes up the North Umpqua. There's a lot of friends of the river, as you can imagine, on the North Umpqua, and our hearts go out to them. And so it's a scaled back version this year, mostly because of the virus, because we didn't want to have anything to do with people meeting. We wanted to be safe about it. And so all the coordinators that live up all the different drainages around the county in the watershed, we didn't put their number out to contact them this year because we don't want any interaction or people handing out bags or anything like that. So it's sort of a free-for-all to go get the trash, take your own bag, pick up the trash, be safe along the river, and then dispose of the trash at the landfill yourself. We're asking people to take a little bit more responsibility this year because of the virus and the circumstances.
And right now, especially with kind of the pending change in the direction of the weather, too, I imagine it's real important to get a lot of work done now before the river levels start to come up.
Yeah, we've traditionally done it the third week of September for that reason, before the rains hit, and then because then all the trash goes into the river and ends up in the ocean. And we all know that story. There's big, massive, areas in the ocean that are just nothing but plastic out there. We want to avoid that.
And so how's it going so far? Now, and instead of doing it kind of as a one-day thing, you're doing it over about an eight-day period.
Yeah, giving people a little bit more time is a good idea because over the years, people would call up and say, hey, I can't do it on Saturday, the third Saturday. And I'd say, well, if you want to commit to an area, the trash will be waiting for you on Sunday. So a lot of people are kind of busy. And so this spreads it out and gives people an opportunity with their lives to get down to the river and try to get the trash picked up. Another reason why we did it the third Saturday of September is kids are back in school. People are done with their vacations and so forth. And that's a big part of this, too, because people aren't going down to the river as much anymore at this time of the year.
And I would think even a little more important this year with some of the potential, and of course we'll just see how it goes, but with all the devastation up the North Umpqua, and I went up there last Saturday and looked around for a few hours, there's a potential impacts on the river with if we have landslides, things like that. Yeah. So you want to get it, that you really can't stop. They're working on trees and all of that.
Sure.
But maybe more of an issue this year.
Yeah, we always talk about safety because that's a big issue. Want people to be safe, and we've in the press release there that you have, we have encouraged people not to go into the fire zone, just totally stay away from them because no trash is worth anybody getting hurt over.
Yeah, and so in that area too, and maybe that's something up the road when we get a little farther into the containment level that people are able to address then. But certainly right now, there were parts of the North Umpqua Trail we saw last Saturday and things like that appear pretty compromised. And so, yeah, you don't want to be up there. But there's a lot of other places where you can certainly pick up trash.
You can. And the North Umpqua, a lot of times, doesn't have as much trash as some of the other areas and some of the other boat ramps around the county. So there's plenty of boat ramps, swimming holes, and county parks to go to pick up trash.
And even right around the city of Roseburg.
Oh, yeah. All down at all the parks, all along the river, Gladys Park and Stewart Park, they all need to be picked up. Me and some friends hit River Forks, Cleveland Rapids, and the Umpqua Boat Ramp this past Saturday, so they're done there.
And what is the most unusual thing you've ever found picking up trash?
I think it was last year. we were meeting up at the Swiftwater Park Bridge, and somebody called in, and there was an old aluminum canoe buried up at Honey Creek, up the North Umpqua, kind of buried in the river. And some young fellows went up there and dug it out, and we put it on the back of my truck, and I was going to take it to Sessler's just to recycle it. And I thought, well, you know, sometimes you go over to somebody's house and you see a canoe in their living room cut in half with shelves in it. So I decided to do that. So it's cut in half now, and I was going to donate it to Watersheds, maybe for their stage downtown or something like that, if they're interested in it.
Wow. Be curious, and you'll probably never know what the story is about how it got there. Somebody's canoe got away, and they just never found it.
Yeah, hopefully they didn't drown.
Right, and that would be, you know, there are a lot of things in the water, too, when you go out picking up trash. When you're, I guess I'm kind of, maybe, you know, I... Growing up, people said you pick up trash. That just seemed a pretty normal part. But to be out in a beautiful park area and to leave trash, it just seems like counterintuitive. Like, why would you go out in a beautiful area like that and then leave your, you know, wrapper there?
Well, we love this area because it's so beautiful. And thanks for mentioning that, Kyle, because just the raw beauty of the area. I don't understand how people can do it. It's very rewarding to look back after you picked up the trash and see how it is beautiful without the trash there.
So if people want to get out and take part in this, it's going through a Saturday. And one of the things as well I noticed you wanted to get people to do, since you're kind of doing this virtually and everybody's on their own, is to share pictures of the river cleanups that they're doing and then get them to Watersheds.
Yeah, I think there's probably an email or a message there to send to Janice, I believe, who will post the pictures on the internet, yes.
Yeah, Janice at umpquawatersheds.org, and then they'll put together a collage of pictures for the website and social media.
Kyle, if I could just mention it, you might have seen in the news here a month or so ago that there was a lot of extra trash up at Crater Lake this past year from people have been going out because of the virus, and we've been holding up at home. People have been going out to the natural world. So this year, just what we picked up at River Forks and down at Cleveland, it's extra bad. There's more people have gone out, and I think a lot of people aren't used to going out, and they've left a lot more trash than usual. So anything we can get up this year before it hits the ocean and everything would be a good, really good idea.
All right, Bob Honey of Umpqua Watersheds. It's the 37th annual Umpqua River Cleanup, kind of virtual this year, going on through Saturday. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.